The other issue with fish is, of course, you're looking at a dark field. And so it's difficult to understand whether you're looking at an area of DCIS or the invasive component, et cetera. So there are a lot of technical issues that require considerable expertise to interpret these fish assays.
You know, Mike Press has made the point to me, too, that if you look at IHC 0 and 1 plus, where you find, I guess, I don't know, maybe 5% fish positives, that sound about right?
Sounds about right.
You know, that actually since... If you look at the demographics and the denominator is so big that the substantial proportion of the HER2 population would actually be identified as IHC 0 or 1 plus unless they had a fish test.
Sure. I mean, I think it should be the gold standard test. At UCLA, we always request fish assays if we need to know the HER2 status. There are some rare exceptions. Somebody has a small tubular well-differentiated node-negative cancer and it's strongly estrogen receptor positive, has very low S-phase, et cetera, and the IHC comes back zero. Well, I'm not going to argue over a case like that. Similarly, pure lobulars are rarely HER2 amplified. So if a pure lobular came back as being zero or one plus, you know, I would probably buy that in most cases. But if it's a pleomorphic lobular or if it's less well-differentiated or whatever, then I would reflexively order a fish on all those cases.